by for Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors with your host, Drew Kirby.
Hey, this is Luke Holmes.
I am Morgan Wallen.
I'm Riley Green.
I'm Travis Denning.
Hey, I'm Aaron Lewis.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
I'm Tim McGraw.
What's up? This is Ian Munsick.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
It's Drew along with Brian Woodward from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. And Brian, we have wrapped up our big game season. Our annual elk hunt is in the books.
It was a good weekend. It was a nice weekend. Nobody got too seriously injured, and there was plenty of elk taken, so that was great.
Yeah, it was a good time. My dad had just a fantastic time. His first experience of hunting in Wyoming, and really experiencing elk camp. He's never done anything like that before, so it was definitely an experience he'll remember for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's a lot different than sitting in a tree stand and, talking to your dad. I mean, that's, primarily what they do out there. And
yeah.
So for him to get out here and just see the big country up there, probably a pretty cool experience for him.
Yeah, there were a couple of times when he hiked a little more than he expected he was going to. So
right. Yeah, that can happen elk hunting.
It does happen. It does happen. And one of the great things is it made it so easy for him. He was very appreciative of you in the store here because it's a one-stop shop. When you're coming from out of state, whether it's something you need, you left it at home, or like an orange hat, that was one of his things. So, and then his license he got here.
Right. Well, it's one of those things. Once you walk in here, you're like, oh yeah, I probably need one of those also.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's especially coming into Christmas. You get a lot of people that are picking up knives or just stocking stuffers. Black Rifle coffee, whatever the case is, or a heated throw or whatever the case. It's fun to kind of see and help people out and help guide them in terms of, what their spouse may be looking for or what they might use or might want. Or, when they come in with that shopping list, hey, do you have any of these? Oh, yeah, let's go here. Let's go look it up. Yeah.
Well, and that's the best part is, you don't have to go on a computer or anything. Most people are knowledgeable enough in this store that you can just go and point them in the right direction.
Yeah, and there's obviously some technical stuff. I'm not that gun savvy in terms of knowing the ins and outs of the history of guns and, certain
right.
things on them. But, there's somebody here that does. And then, if it's something fishing related, whether it's graphs or electronics or a new ice auger, somebody here will be able to give you some good direction. But, anymore, I think most of us use, Dr. Google to look it up, our product reviews and that kind of stuff. And that's a good way to start for sure.
We have talked a lot about, being prepared and having the things that you need. Hunting seasons are over with big game, and now a lot of guys are focused on ice fishing here soon and bird hunting, and so making sure that you have everything that you maybe used and just replenish yourself is a good time now.
Yeah, a lot of times guys will have a little extra time around the holidays anyways, just some time off at work, and we are seeing some ice in a couple of our reservoirs, especially in some of the bays. And, to dig out those tip-ups and your jigging rods and make sure you got new line on them and give yourself the best chance when you do get out to the, maybe you pull up to Boisen Reservoir at 8 o'clock at night, and you're going to fish for a few hours that evening. You certainly don't want to be having to reline poles at that point. So during the holidays is a good time to kind of get all that stuff pulled out and reorganized and relined and give yourself, a great opportunity during your time off.
One of the things that my dad was really impressed by, and you see this all the time, but it's not really that big of a factor when you really think about it, but the binoculars and the spotting scopes and all of the different items that are used when you're out on a hunt like an elk hunt, and just the harnesses that go right along with them. I mean, it makes it so convenient when you have them strapped on.
Oh, yeah. This was a recovery mission for me because when we were up there with Noah, we lost a set of shooting sticks while we were up there. And so I was able to recover those.
You did?
Yeah, I did recover those shooting sticks. So, that saved me a couple $100 and I'm not having to purchase. Having the right tools, definitely, whether it's bino harnesses or, again, shooting sticks or whatever, good. You can find it here.
Yeah, and come on in and check them out because they do have anything and everything. And if you're not sure what that person in your life wants, gift cards are great. And you can get those right here in the store.
Yep, gift cards, range passes, and we're certainly willing to help you go through your husband's or spouse's wish list of kind of what they're looking for and try to decipher what it is that they're looking for.
We do still have a couple of weeks until Christmas is here, so if the layaway option is still available, and really all year round, it's just not, sometimes they roll those out for holidays, but here it's all the time.
Yeah, the layaway program, especially in this store when you're looking at a firearm, you know, we might only have one in stock. And if it's something that you want, but maybe you want to go run and grab cash, or you got you need to figure out something, but you want to make sure it's on hold, we can hold that for you. And if you truly are looking at purchasing, wanting to purchase it, you know, we can put that item on a layaway for 20%. And we're going to give you at least 90 days to pay for that if you need it. Most guys don't leave them in there that long. They get a little too excited about wanting to get them, get them out in the field. But yeah, some great options, range passes. You know, we do have a 20-yard archery range. If you're looking at purchasing maybe a bow for your son or daughter, we've got a lot of youth bows in stock. And with the purchase of those bows, you'll get a 30-day pass to get into that archery range. So during the winter and you want to try to keep them, give them another activity, the range is a good option to do that for an hour or two.
Yeah, get out here and check it out. Of course, eventually we're going to get some snow. Snowshoes, always a great option when it comes to Christmas gifts there too. Packs, boots, I mean, you got it all. So get out here and check it out, Rocky Mountain Discount Sports or RockyMountainSports.com.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
And we are back on Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. My name is Drew, and I appreciate you tuning in. And as always, if you missed any of our shows this entire year or the years past, you can tune in to any of those shows on demand. Go to the radio station's app or the website and listen on demand. You can listen to any of the shows. We have 4 seasons of this show, and we'll be starting season number 5 in January. And we appreciate everyone that listens every week, whether it's on the radio, on the app, on the website, or on demand. And we thank everyone that helps us every week. Of course, Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Brian from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, the folks at Brooks Companies, all being part of this show, and all of our guests throughout the year. And one of the fun parts for me in this show is not being from Wyoming, but living here and loving the outdoors, getting the opportunity to hunt and fish and explore around Wyoming. It is a dream come true being here. And I know a lot of folks, maybe you're a third, fourth, fifth generation family from Wyoming, but there are a lot of folks that aren't from Wyoming that come here and expect to enjoy the outdoors. And some of those folks are looking for opportunities, and that's what we get with folks like Tony Kaiser of Cedar Ridge Outfitters, who invited me last year to come up for an elk hunt. And after that hunt was finished, he invited my dad to come up to kind of give us that opportunity. My dad has gone through some health issues over the last couple of years and is in the mode of life where he just wants to get it done. So Tony very kindly invited us to come up for another hunt. Brian Woodward from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports was there, and the entire cast and crew. Lots of fun, lots of excitement, and we're going to relive that and talk with some of those folks on today's show. I do, again, appreciate you tuning in every week, and if you have any ideas for segments or for people that should be on the show, just let me know. You can hit me up in our app. Just send me a message there. And let's move on with the show now. Thanks again for tuning in to Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. We're bringing in the whole Cedar Ridge Outfitters group. Tony Kaiser, the owner-operator. Kamisha Larson, who is a guide and helps with the chores around the house. Alex Pugsley, who is a guide, a fresh guide, just started this year. Outdoor videographer Gary Bowman, and my dad, Roger Kirby. So we are all together in a room and talking about our experience at Cedar Ridge Outfitters on our elk hunt this year. It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors from our annual, it's turned into an annual elk hunt with Cedar Ridge Outfitters. And Tony
Kaiser with Cedar Ridge, owner, operator, extraordinaire. We'll leave it right there, Tony. Won't say anything about your side-by-side or your four-wheel riding skills, but, you know, it's been another great week, and I know last year was the first time that I came out, so it was a learning experience, and you're like, hey, bring your dad. And so my dad came up, Roger, and got the opportunity to get an elk, and, you know, it's cool to give people that first opportunity.
It is. It's all about family time, experiment, enjoying the mother, the nature, just being out here with friends and family and stuff and having a good time. That's what it's all about.
In December, it's kind of a tough hunt because the elk have been hunted all year, and you get to this point and they're kind of got it all figured out. But today we were able to kind of get on them.
They do. I mean, the running joke is the black mafia is coming after them. I mean, all of our trucks are black and side-by-sides are black and camouflage. So, I mean, they see them. They know what we're up to. They know we're going to come to them. So, but that, you know, we can offer a package, you know, that we can try and take these animals at a long shot, which helps it come this time of year because they are a little bit shy. They're not going to stand around and let us shoot them at 100 yards. We're going to be shooting 500 plus.
And that's what really we did all day today. And my dad is with us in your first elk hunt. What'd you think?
Well, I thought it was pretty exciting. Never been out in the wild to see wild elk, you know, running, and they're a lot bigger up close than what you think. Whenever they're moving across the side of that mountain, it's pretty amazing.
Yesterday, on day one of the hunt, we got an opportunity to really just glass and see a herd of about 1,500, and it's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. You know, from the Midwest, coming out here to the open range and the wide open area, and then seeing this huge, large number of animals all bunched up in a group, it was pretty impressive.
It really gets you charged up when you're going around. And people, I've heard people say, oh, truck hunting is no fun. There's no excitement in it. I would beg to differ. How about you?
Yeah, I think so too. It's you know, it's not like they're standing there waiting for you to drive up to them. You know, it's a hunt. You have to hunt them. It was pretty exciting. Adrenaline gets to flowing pretty fast.
It does, and over the last couple of days, Alex was our guide that we rode with and drove us around and drove it like he stole it and a couple of times to get the job done. And Alex, you have been out here all season long and really getting the experience of guiding elk, and it's pretty intense every time you go out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different time every time. I mean, you never know where they're going to be. They might be right in front of you when you come over a hill, or you might be 1,000 yards plus. It's a game.
And I know that learning from Tony is a good thing because, you know, he's been doing this for such a long time and you're able to absorb off of him. And, you know, I mean, what have you learned this year that really stands out to you, especially as on the guiding front?
It's just different types of people. You got to be able to accommodate different types of people. I mean, I'm used to just taking off across the hill on foot and just chasing them, and you can't do that with these every other guys, you know.
Right, yeah, and it really is quite the excitement when you're out and you can see these elk and you know, and this weekend was the first time you actually got your first elk.
Yeah, I did shoot my first elk today.
So it was pretty added excitement for you today.
Yeah, that was definitely
at 48 yards he shot this first elk today.
Don't listen to him.
Well, what was it? It was pretty impressive. What, over 600?
656.
656. A little more than 48, Tony.
Yeah, but he's using a good gun.
What kind of gun was he using?
He was using my Christensen Arms 7 PRC with Huskamoscope, a 5x30 on it.
Which I was telling my dad earlier, I'm like, you know, we're probably going to have to get some of these for the next time so that we can be prepared and ready to go on our own. But also, not only was Alex with us, but Kamisha was with us. And last year, Kamisha, I got to know her, and she does the cooking. She's a guide. She's a driver. She cleans. She really much do everything, don't you?
I'm a jack of all trades.
That's right. And a nurse. Oh, yeah, we had to have that experience. That's a whole nother story. But, Commissioner, I know this is really your first time guiding with Tony up here. You've been up here for a couple of years, but this time you kind of got that full-on experience. And we've talked a little bit over the last few months, and it's been a pretty good experience for you.
It's been great. I love it. It's just adding to my time and experience being a professional licensed guide instead of just a volunteer. I mean, I've put on my own women's hunts before, but it's a lot different out here. Get a little Western with things, but you got to know where you're going, and you got to know where the animals are going, and just knowing the terrain is a huge deal.
It really is something that not just the average Joe can come out and lead people. I mean, if Alex wasn't here, then there's a possibility that you could have been taking us and Tony going one way. So you really do have to know the ins and outs of the land and the way that the elk work. And you know, like you said, it's not the first time that you've guided. But as far as, you know, like elk, you've hunted them many times. And just to be able to take someone, it has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. Just being able to share the experience and just the whole ordeal, just teaching people how it's done and how to harvest your animal. It's a big deal, and there's a lot of emotions involved in it and a lot of adrenaline, and a lot of things happen really fast.
Yeah, and you know, one of the fun parts about this, we're ending the season, so this is kind of I don't want to say fun hunt, but it's kind of a fun hunt because we're all friends that are here, and you know, there aren't any clients that came in and, you know, had to do this, but it's kind of a pretty cool opportunity because today you were able to fill a tag, and you know, a lot of us filled a tag, and so it's nice to see that. And I know that you seeing everyone else shoot them throughout the season and getting that opportunity is pretty fun.
Yeah, I love it, and it's always exciting to harvest your own animal, so it just tops the season off.
Very good. Well, there's one more in the party here, and that's Gary. And Gary, you're an outdoor videographer. Basically, for years and years, you've been videoing and editing. And matter of fact, you've worked with Tony a lot with the Best of the West.
Tony is high energy, and I got to be on your toes to follow him. But he's got a vision and a big heart, and he pours it out everywhere.
Well, so you were able to come out too, and usually you're on the back side of the camera, but you got to be out and take an elk this time, and I know it has to feel pretty good. You and I spent a lot of time chucking up a mountain and taking out some elk, but it's fun.
It's fun to be on that side. Yeah, that's rarely an opportunity for me. I get to watch it all, video it all, and then make a story out of it. But this, it was nice to be out with Tony and him just putting me on a nice elk and getting it done.
And with Cedar Ridge Outfitters, that's the thing, is you don't have to do any of the hard work. They've got it all done for you, and you can go check them out, cedarridgehunting.com. You know, start booking for 2025, and I know, Gary, it is it's kind of a fun part. We just talked about you being on this side of the camera, but you and Tony have worked together with a lot of different hunting videos. And you yourself, Marines, and have worked with these veterans with, you know, like HD Outdoors and some of the other hunting veteran organizations. And it's a pretty good feeling there, too.
That's a big blessing. And Tony's got a big heart for these disabled vets, disabled kids. And he really pulls out the red carpet for them and gives them an experience of a lifetime.
Well, it is fantastic. It's been nice to get to know you. We're going to talk with you a little bit more here on the show to, you know, kind of get a little deeper into the video side of the outdoors. But it's been a great hunt. Again, the second annual, we're going to call it an annual hunt with Cedar Ridge Outfitters. Again, if you want in on a 2025 hunt, check them out, CedarRidgeHunting.com. We're back with more on Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
And we're back, Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. And again, if you haven't followed along, you can go check out all of our programs at the radio station's on-demand site or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. All right, so again, this is my second time being up here, my dad's first time being up here, and Tony invited us up here again, and it really is kind of you, and you know, you not only have been doing this for such a long time, but you've really paved the way for other guides. You know, we talked about Kamisha earlier, and you know, now Alex.
Yeah, Alex, this is his first year up with us. Tremendous kid, gentleman, whatever you want to call him. He's got a lot of heart and soul in what he does, really watches, really learns, has learned a lot of how, you know, how this, the private ranch we're on is, how the elk are going to act, where they're going to go, what they're going to do. It's his first year learning about the long range stuff, and he's come a long ways with that, and he's really, really, really doing a great, great job.
Alex, I'm sure that it's a pretty cool opportunity to get out and do the guiding thing. You've done rodeo and you've played football, and so high energy, high adventure has always been part of your demeanor. But how's it feel to guide now?
It's a whole different deal. I mean, you get to take people out that haven't killed an elk or the disabled guys, and it's a whole different type of feeling. I mean, the adrenaline rush is still there, but it feels good to get everybody else their first chance to get an elk.
So this is your first time out in the elk, but you've obviously hunted and done all this before, living in Wyoming, being from Wyoming. But do you see any difference when you're out trying to find elk that maybe you didn't see when you're antelope hunting or deer hunting?
Yeah, elk are a whole different ballgame than antelope and deer. I mean, deer are pretty predictable. The elk, I mean, you got to learn them, you got to watch them, you got to learn what their habits are and where they want to go and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's nice to be able to see them day in, day out, because then you get that and put it in your notebook and really figure it out down the line. And, you know, you mentioned bringing people out for their first, and being with my dad on his first elk hunt was kind of a cool opportunity that, you know, you guys are both new into this and getting that chance to I had already killed mine and we were getting it ready to go, so you guys actually got to kill yours together for the first time, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience, both of us killing our first elk at the same time. I mean, I handed him the gun, he did what he had to do, and I did what I had to do, so it all came together.
And Dad, I mean, I know that it's been a pretty interesting few days, you know, not expecting anything, not knowing what to expect, and getting out in that truck. And I know that, you know, you probably think the same thing that I thought was, oh, it's a truck hunt, so no big deal.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to give a shout out and a big thank you to Tony and Commissioner Alex for having me here, and what a great place this is. Cedar Ridge Outfitters is top notch. I mean, the facility here, the lodge and stuff, I mean, it's five star. There's nothing better than this. And being able to come here and take my first elk with Alex, and it was pretty special. It was he knew right where to go. You know, Tony gave us the directions where to be. We went there, and there they were. So we got to harvest both of our first elks.
When was the last time you were in a Toyota Tacoma on a two-lane flying like you were today?
That could be a first also. It's coming down the side of a mountain pretty fast. I was hanging on.
I know that Alex, it takes a little bit to get used to these roads and, you know, the paths and everything, but you got it pretty figured out. And once you do it a few times, I know that you probably learn something new every time you go out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, there's always different roads going everywhere. We don't ever take the same road twice in a day, so you got to learn exactly where you're at and where the landmarks are and stuff like that to know where you're going.
So tell me what you were feeling when, I know you saw a bunch of people the last couple of days shoot elk and take their elk, but then you got the opportunity. It was just you and my dad, so there weren't a whole lot of people around, not a lot of pressure, but how did it feel?
It was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I've watched guys shoot elk all season, and I haven't got the chance yet. I mean, it is what it is.
And you've seen guys shoot at elk all season long, and, you know, some have missed and maybe multiple times missed, but, you know, I'm sure you learned from everything that they did, because you're like, okay, well, I will do it like this, and I'll do it like this.
Yeah, I don't know, Husqvarna scopes and everything else we run with here, all you got to do is turn it up and send it. I mean, the rest is all taken care of for you.
Makes it pretty easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. Well, Dad, what did you think when you got the opportunity? I know that early in the day we had a chance to shoot at one, but we didn't get the benefits of that one. But we did, you know, you kind of learn from every experience and every opportunity that you have.
Yeah, this is my first time long distance hunting. And this morning I got to take a shot at pretty long distance, and wasn't successful. But the second time, whenever it was just me and Alex, and when he got it out, he told me where it's at, the yardage, put it on there, and it was right there. And it was pretty awesome.
So the way that this works, it's very fast. It's a very fast, because you never know where the elk are going to be, so you have to get set up, you have to get ready. And really, it's kind of like a Chinese fire drill, where you jump out of the car, you're running around, you're grabbing the gun, you're getting placed. And, I mean, when it comes to the adrenaline pumping, did you have time to be nervous on the shot?
No, I didn't. When we came over the top of the hill there, and Alex said, there they are. And we jumped out, and I ran around the side. He had the gun ready, laying there, ready to go, and it's just there it is. You know, your hunting takes over.
When you're hunting in a tree stand and hunting deer with either crossbow or a shotgun, it's a little different, because you can see them coming for a while, and you really kind of get that the nerves. You're like, I don't want to miss this close.
Yeah, it's my typical shot is 60 yards or less. So to shoot at a deer or an elk that's 370 yards away, you know, it's a lot different. And you know, it's so fast. Like in a deer stand, like you said, you see them coming. You know, you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and then you take the shot. But in this, it's there they are. Jump out, get ready and shoot.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you just, the excitement, just, you can't explain it. I mean, you can tell that we're all excited, but it's such an experience. And again, if you haven't, go look at CedarRidgeHunting.com to find out, maybe 2025 hunt. Maybe if you are a father, son, a mother, daughter, a family fully, it's a great place to get your first opportunity. And I know, Tony, that it's pretty cool to see families like this. And you get this a lot, and sometimes from other states, and they all come out, and you get to spend a special time with them.
We do. We do. And first off, I should add, these cow tags are leftover cow tags, so they're over the counter. These don't take any points, they don't take nothing. You can call our office, commission will help you put in for them. We can get, you know, just go on the Game and Fish webpage and you buy these tags. They're reduced price, and as of today, there's still 40 left over. So there, you know, we've got plenty of elk between the ranches that are over here. These elk are working their way to the wintering grounds, where they're gonna winter out and relax in warm weather. But you know, we're trying to do our job and help the Game and Fish out by taking some of these cows out, so we're not getting diseases and stuff. So that's what we're trying to do. But it's a fun family hunt.
It is, and like I mentioned, from states, and my dad's from Illinois, so you know, you don't have to be at the resident. You're gonna maybe pay a little higher price for and over the counter, but it's well worth it when you get out here and are pursuing the elk, right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure how this process worked. You know, I thought, well, back in February when we first started talking about this, I'm like, well, when do I need to get my tags? When do I need to get started? You know, and they're like, well, just wait. You know, it's, we'll get it over the counter when you get here. So yeah, it's a very simple process.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that if you're still looking, you should look into doing that. Family time coming up with the holidays. I mean, we're about to end elk season in this area, but in some other hunt areas, there are availability. So you can go check out wgfd.wild.gov and find out what's left there. And again, CedarRidgeHunting.com to look to see what 2025 is up for.
I'd also like to thank Brian at Rocky Mountain Outdoors. He was very helpful in getting my tags and what I needed and what I had to have. It made it very, very easy.
Yeah, and he was even out here the first day of the hunt to kind of help it along a little bit there too. But oh, and I forgot to say this earlier, but when we were driving out this morning, I cracked my window and I saw a shooting star as we were heading out. And where we shot our elk in the herd, there were two bald eagles right at the area we shot.
So is that why I crashed a four-wheeler today?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I think they had taken off by then. Now, all the good luck ran out when we saw our elk, and you just happened to be the recipient of the bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, well, it happens.
We're back in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to Gary and Tony to talk about their relationship over the years. It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
And we're back. Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors, live from Cedar Ridge Outfitters. And again, you can check out a hunt for 2025, CedarRidgeHunting.com. Tony, I know it's been a very action-packed, and we ended that last segment with a four-wheeler crash, but you're okay. You're upright. and you're breathing. So as far as everything else, we'll check that out later.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and run into the emergency room, get some x-rays, just make sure everything's good. So definitely, you know, definitely got to be careful. I mean, we were trying to get Elk off a hill, and I was going up, and the four-wheeler came back over, and I rode it over, and it landed right on top of me. So, you know, I'm blessed that I'm here, so I wasn't ready yet to go, I guess.
Yeah, well, and, you know, just saying that, I mean, it happens to anyone. It could happen to anyone at any time. You've been here, you've been on those mountains, you've been on those hills. It just happened to happen. And what you were doing is helping retrieve an elk from an old friend of yours.
I was, Gary. We had two over there. I rode up to yours. We were able, just like you were able to take it and go down the snow. So I wanted to go a little bit higher and get Gary's out and bring it through the brush. And a little bit steeper than what I thought it was. And she went up and stood on her butt and came over, and it landed right on top of me.
Yeah, and being at the bottom of the hill, looking up, watching this, it was a slow motion kind of a situation. And Gary, I'm sure, looking down as you were, when you looked up, it was probably pretty heart-wrenching.
Yeah, I barely heard Gary from behind, and I turned around and I saw the four-wheeler on its side and him on the ground. It's Wyoming can be a beautiful and a terrifying place.
That it can.
So let's go back. We talked a little bit about the fact that, Gary, you have filmed Tony many, many times for different outdoor shows and put together, and a lot of them were veteran hunts, and, you know, able to do that. But not just veteran hunts, but you've done a lot of video work for the outdoors and editing. And you even mentioned this. It's a storytelling that you get to do with your work of, you know, videoing. And Tony, let's jump in real quick and tell a little of the background between you and Gary over the years.
I became pro staff by Best of the West out of Cody and Husqvarna Scopes. This is my 10th year now, I think, and we're still with them. I started with them, started running the guns, the scopes, started learning it. Was guiding at the point in time, and the outfitting service didn't come available for me till later. But really wanted to get in and help the veterans. I'd watched another outfitter who had it just really pull away from it. The ranch that we have a lease on really wanted to do it, so I took it on and I did the first one, which was Jola Tavera. And Gary was the camera guy that Best of the West sent down to me. I told Gary, this is the first time I've ever been on public TV. I'm a little nervous, and he was a heck of a coach. He helped me get through it, and now we've done 5 or 6. We've done one child for a program back in Wisconsin on Concho Kids. We did that this year for a bull elk hunt. Macy was her name. She's 15 years old. They're already looking for our next one for 2025. But it's the excitement, it's the pleasure, it's the tears, it's the friendship, it's everything you make together that makes it well worth it.
So, Gary, I know that you've had the opportunity to be in the outdoors, and you and I talked last night a little bit about how you did the outdoor filming before you even got into outdoor living very much, you know, as far as the hunting side of things. So really, the outdoor video work has to be a great thing to be able to watch and see, but then to be inspired enough to want to, you know, pick up arms and go out and harvest some animals has to be pretty fun too.
Yeah, I never really had one opinion or another about it, but when I started editing shows, and I said, man, this looks pretty exciting. I think I'd be interested in doing something like this. And it took a while to kind of work up my gear. It takes a lot of gear, and I didn't know that, but
whole separate horse, huh?
And it's accumulation of seasons and experience that you start choosing your gear.
So some people probably go watch the Outdoor Channel and they're like, oh, well, that wasn't a very hard 22 minutes. But then, like, from your side, like, there's a lot of work that goes into that 22 minutes.
Yeah, we would say a half hour show, you can spend 40 to 60 hours in the edit bay.
Wow. That's just editing. That's not even going out and shooting the footage.
Yeah, that's and where we went, it was hard areas. So you had to be physically fit, and I was usually 20 years older than the other guys, so I had to be on my toes and ready to roll and not be any reason that there was a problem.
So then you get the opportunity to go out and do a lot of these hunts and a lot of these different outdoor opportunities. And there's one stick out. I know you've done some with Tony, and just because he's standing here looking at you like a little puppy dog, you don't like, you can pick another outdoor moment maybe that is good. But I know that you've got a lot in your repertoire of fun or exciting shoots that you've done over the years.
I think the crown jewel is going to South Africa.
Oh.
I wasn't prepared for that. But another cameraman turned down the job, and so I was asked if I was want to go, and I said, are you kidding? That's the crown jewel of hunting. I would be thrilled to go. And that was amazing. That was there's no place on earth you can sit and watch and glass so many species in one area like that.
Wow. Is that obviously something maybe you want to do again in the future?
It'd be nice. It'd really be nice.
Especially if they took you over there, and, you know, cash free, right?
Oh, yeah.
2026, oh, yeah. Baby. We're going.
That'd be fantastic.
So you live up in Cody now, and I know that you know, you've done a lot of outdoor stuff there, and you got the opportunity. You were telling me this, and you being fairly new, but you also have like got your family involved, and you've had a lot of first times there. We talked about Alex and first time with my dad, but you've had opportunities like that too over the last few years.
Right. When we moved to Wyoming, our children were still kind of young, and as we built friendships with neighbors and coworkers, the opportunities came up to do this. And one thing I did realize that I wanted to embrace Wyoming lifestyle, and I had no idea what that meant. But eventually, it just grew on me, and it is something that I wanted to make sure that the kids experienced as well, and they embraced it just as much as I did.
It feels pretty good as a father to be able to do that and help your kids along, right?
It is, and I feel like it's a legacy that will continue for generations beyond them.
Very cool. Now, was the two or three times that you filmed Tony, was that the only times that you have worked together, like other than just hanging out or whatever?
Yeah, the first time I was asked to film a blind veteran, and I was a little confused by that. I said, I don't know exactly how that works. And they said, well, we don't either. You just need to go see this outfitter and get it done.
That made two of us, but we made it work, huh?
And to my surprise, this veteran had some determination like I've never seen before. And it's amazing to sit with people like that, that have that kind of spirit, and you want to capture every part of that with a camera, and then build a story in the edit bay that does it justice.
It's so awesome. We watched it together here in the lodge, and you know, you could tell that there's passion, there's emotion. There's just a love of the outdoors with a lot of these guys that don't get the opportunity. So Tony opening the door with Cedar Ridge to welcome him in, and you know, being able to film it and show the world. And Tony, you were telling me after that, then he was able to get a lot of other opportunities maybe he wouldn't have gotten.
He was. Joel has been, he's been to Florida hunting gators. He's been to Mexico and shot turkeys. He's been to Georgia shooting ducks. He's been to Montana and shot a mule deer. He's been all over. If it's one thing I've learned, it's help them give more to life. And if that's what I can do, that's what I'll do.
Passion, like I said,
here at Cedar Ridge Outfitters. Again, 2025 will be here before you know it. If you haven't thought about a hunt, remember, if you're an out-of-stater or your family out-of-state, you got to have that in by the end of January, and then residents by the end of May. And go ahead, you know. And like Tony said, you can get the leftovers, the over-the-county for or over-the-county, over-the-counter. I said county three times in a row there. But CedarRidgeHunting.com is where you go. And, Tony, I appreciate you inviting us up again. And we sure look forward to the next year. And I guess our next little adventure outdoors will be walleye fishing.
It will. I'm heading in a week.
Yeah.
The water's still open, so the boat's ready.
All right, guys. Thanks again. If you want to hear more about this hunt, you can go to the on-demand section of the radio station's app. If you want to know more about Cedar Ridge Hunting, go to Cedar Ridge Outfitters website, CedarRidgeHunting.com.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors with Drew Kirby. If you have a question, want to make a comment, or have an idea for a show topic, message us on the My Country mobile app. Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.